Visa unveiled a new Olympic ad last night, but the star of the commercial, figure skater Michelle Kwan, is no longer competing. Kwan dropped out of the Olympics on Sunday because of a groin injury. The withdrawal of one of the game's most recognizable stars illustrates the risk that advertisers run when they attach themselves to individual athletes. NPR's Scott Horsley has the story.
Visa's new commercial features not-so-new footage of Kwan skating at the Salt Lake City Olympics 4 years ago. The figure skater shows off her bronze medal form as an on-screen message reads, "Life takes poetry."
No matter what it takes to live your dreams, life takes Visa.
Because the ad doesn't specifically refer to this year's games, Visa decided to stick with it, despite Kwan's dropping out. Coca-Cola, on the other hand, pulled one of its Olympic commercials. Spokeswoman Susan McDermott says it didn't make sense to show living room cheerleaders rooting for Kwan now that she's no longer competing.
We think it takes a champion to win, but also to know when to step down, and we really respect her for her decision.
Advertisers didn't used to find themselves in this awkward position. In ancient times, like the 1980s, athletes had to win the gold medal first, and only then did they get the Wheaties box. Nowadays, marketers want to capitalize on Olympic glory even before the games have started. And advertising executive Bob Dorfman says that means placing bets on who will be the Olympic stars.
You kind of have to risk a little bit more, saying, well, I think Bodie Miller's going to be a big star. I think Michelle Kwan's going to win gold. I've got to put my money behind those guys because they're going to be the big stories of the games. And when they're not, then it becomes very embarrassing.
Dorfman tracks athletic endorsements for his Sports Marketers Scouting Report. He says so far, advertisers may not feel too good about their early bets. Bodie Miller disqualified today in the combined ski event, and in the marquee downhill event on Sunday, bracketed by Miller's Nike commercials, the skier finished a disappointing fifth.
Nike's got to feel a little uncomfortable about that. And the same thing with Coke. They had a commercial where these guys were in the living room cheering on Ono, and he didn't even make it to the final. So, you know, two examples in one night of the negatives of using athletes as endorsers.
Both Miller and short track speed skater Apollo Ono will have other chances to medal. Like Olympic athletes, advertisers have to be nimble and adjust to changing conditions. Rob Prasmark, who runs Olympic sales and marketing for the IMG agency, recalls Reebok's Dan and Dave campaign in 1992. That campaign, hyping the rivalry between decathletes Dan O'Brien and Dave Johnson, had to be retooled when O'Brien failed to make the Olympic team.
There was so much publicity and so much sympathy for Reebok, they probably got more mileage out of them not making the team than if they would have made the team.
The Reebok ads were ultimately judged a success, and Dorfman thinks when these Olympics are over, Kwan will remain a popular and bankable athlete.
She has been so gracious and has handled this so well. I think she's going to be the most successful Olympic endorser who's never won gold.
In the meantime, Dorfman says, Kwan's withdrawal could clear the endorsement trail for other Olympic athletes. He jokes that Subway Sandwiches could sponsor Kwan's replacement, calling Emily Hughes the ultimate sub.
It also opens the door for Sasha Cohen, who has taken a back seat to Michelle Kwan's story. It really vaults her endorsement potential, especially since you've also got Shaun White out there clamoring that he wants to take her out on a date.
The amorous snowboarder Shaun White may be the game's biggest marketing phenom. The gold medalist with the colorful hair and personality has greatly expanded the Gen Y fan base he already had. And Dorfman says so far, White is the one Olympic athlete who's lived up to his pre-games hype. Scott Horsley, NPR News.